Emancipation Day is a celebration of the end of the system of enslavement through colonial government and plantation economy. As the generations pass, the meaning of the day may become less relevant, maybe even academic, as time places distance between us and our past. The purpose of the holiday is for us, collectively, to recollect our history, learn from the events, honor the sacrifice of our forebears, and reaffirm our commitment to making a better future. So, as we take today as a holiday from the routine of our lives, let us recall with respect, pride, and veneration Sam Sharp, Paul Bogle, and George William Gordon, whose struggle, blood, and ultimate sacrifice led to the reading of the Emancipation Proclamation. Oh, what a joyous time it must have been for our great-great-grandmothers and fathers to hear the words signaling their freedom. Today, let us celebrate in spirit with them. The act of emancipation did not mean the end of struggle. The passage of laws could not by themselves overnight dismantle centuries of slavery, of deprivation, of poverty and violence. It would take decades to build institutions to replace a colonial government, a plantation economy, and an unjust society. We were free, but without the means to truly capitalize on our freedom. At the end of slavery, British plantation owners were compensated to the tune of £20 million. Those who were enslaved received nothing. This was the unequal basis on which the new society and economy would begin. Today, 177 years since emancipation, Jamaica has one of the highest levels of income inequality in the world. Almost 20% of our people still live in absolute poverty, and we have not been able to make literacy universal or ensure justice and security for all Jamaicans. Having said that, let us acknowledge that we have not reached as far as we should, but we have come a long way. We have a strong democracy, a very free press, an amplified voice on the world stage through music, culture, arts, and sports, but also through an incredibly talented diaspora that represents Jamaica in the centers of power. Unfortunately, the high levels of cynicism, apathy, and disengagement of a large segment of our society, especially among the youth, threatens the efficacy of freedom to bring change. Freedom means choice, which includes the right not to participate and exercise choice. Here is where freedom requires social responsibility. Non-participation in our democratic system is not a wise exercise of choice. I encourage all our youth to participate and articulate the future they would like to see. Use your freedom to hold government to account. This is the best way to honor the forefathers who paid the ultimate sacrifice for you to live in a free society. The challenge, therefore, as we reflect on emancipation, is to use our freedom to accelerate and catalyze the building of a fair and just society, a strong and growing economy, and an efficient and accountable government. Let us use our freedom to secure justice for all Jamaicans. Let us hold our government to account for efficiency and growth. Let us use our freedom to ensure education for all our children. Let us use our personal freedom to lead healthy lifestyles. Let us choose to resolve conflicts peacefully instead of by violence. Ultimately, with our freedom, we choose our future. Let us choose to end poverty and secure a future of shared prosperity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.